it's not always clear how the federal government is going to affect us here. We've got a blue, we're in a blue state. How much do you think lives will change in Washington state because of Trump and his Republican Congress? Ron?
I think very little. We have a different industrial sector here. The technology sector is going to be pretty robust. You have the Boeing company here as a major manufacturer, and we are in an area that does a lot of trade with around the world.
But isn't trade deals in Trump's crosshairs?
I believe that the president or any office holder, the office holds you to a whole series of it boxes you in.
Yeah.
And I can't believe we're going to see a president try to impair one of the economic engines of this country.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Trans-Pacific Partnership is probably dead at this point, but that doesn't mean they're going to roll back existing trade agreements. I mean, be able to do so, even if President-elect Trump wants to. I don't think we're going to see a return to Smoot-Hawley. After all, the economy is actually doing pretty well.
Smoot-Hawley means tariffs.
Right, exactly. But you have an educated audience. They knew that.
Okay. So let's get to some specifics. Mass deportations came up in the campaign. Undocumented people in Washington state. Rob, you look skeptical.
Yeah, no, I think you could see an upswing in deportations. That is possible. Of course, there were more deportations under President Obama than there were under President Bush, so this could be a continuation of that trend line. I think Trump might very well issue an executive order making it harder for Muslims to get into this country on visas. They might work harder to enforce against people who are overstaying their visas. Mass deportations themselves, I'm skeptical that that will actually happen.
I agree with Rob. I don't think you're going to see the mass deportations. I think it's there are laws and rules that govern that, and they're not going to be set aside. Even by an executive order, people will still have rights to process here. And so they're not going to occur? The answer is I think you're going to still see people being deported. They're being deported now. They will continue to be deported when found.
Here's an easy prediction, though. Deportations under Trump are going to get a lot more attention than deportations under Obama, because I think he got a pass on some of that.
Oh, there's no question.
And a major curtailment of immigrants to Washington state from countries with links to terrorism, quote unquote?
I think that Trump will make it harder for Syrian refugees to come into the United States because it's an easy thing for him to do and then tell his base, hey, I did this for you. I kept my promise.
I agree. I think the issue of being the humanitarian, I don't think you're going to see us participating in a lot of humanitarian relief.
President-elect Trump and the Republicans have said Obamacare is on the way out. So the Washington State Health Exchange gone?
I think that the Obama administration, Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid rammed the Affordable Care Act through without much interest in compromise or doing it on a bipartisan basis, that could come back to haunt them now. So it is possible that the House and all the senators all the GOP senators will lock up with Trump, because again, this would be a huge promise kept. For Trump and for those Republicans, and they might do it just in part to be to make a point and be vindictive.
I can't imagine having 27 million people who are now insured through it.
They'll call it. Here's my prediction: they'll call it a repeal, but they'll try to do it in a way that doesn't result in people who now have insurance losing that insurance.
Yeah.
Climate change policies and commitments abandoned and reversed.
I don't know. I mean, how clear was Trump really on those issues on the one hand? And on the other hand, he got a lot of votes from people in resource-intensive states who are very frustrated by policies that are making it harder to mine and export coal, for example. So one thing he could do that would help him in those states would be to, reverse the Clean Power Plan, which the EPA promulgated. It's now in front of the Supreme Court, and to reverse other executive orders, which expanded the power of the EPA with or without statutory authority.
I think that the federal government can change its policies. I don't think that the public is going to buy that. Climate change is going to occur irrespective of what we do. The issue is, how do we mitigate it? How do we adapt to those changes?
In the short run, though, you could see Keystone XL go forward. You could see the North Dakota Access Pipeline go forward and other key projects. You might see a Trump administration try to open up the ports to export coal, which the interior states really want to do. And again, if the Clean Power Plan that the EPA promulgated is repealed by the next EPA administrator, that that would benefit coal operators in states that rely more heavily on coal-powered generation.
And I do agree with Rob on the issue of the pipelines. They're in play now, yeah. And they're going to be built. And the reason why, if you look at the states that were the reddest, those are the states that have little economic activity, and the pipeline is perceived, the construction of it and the pumping stations of it will be perceived as an economic growth issue for them. And so I think we're going to see those pipelines.
And so are the refineries and the other pieces of the energy industry in places like Texas, which voted heavy for Trump.
And you'll see the pipelines being seen as a better solution than widespread fracking, where we now know we have geological problems with it. But I just see right now that whether it's Keystone or the Dakota, I think they're going to be built.
What about troops from Washington State headed overseas? More boots on the ground to fight ISIS?
Well, look, Trump has taken a stance that we should not intervene overseas unless it's clearly in our national interest. So he has espoused a less interventionist policy on the one hand. On the other hand, he says he wants a stronger military, wants to invest more money in the military. I mean, how he does that with the size of federal deficits we're running, I'm not sure. But he said he would do it if he does. And if Congress goes along with expanded DOD, Department of Defense spending, that will be seen at Joint Base Lewis-McChord. It'll be seen at Kitsap Naval Base, maybe at Fairchild Air Force Base. So we could see an impact in our state in terms of more investment in the military spreading to the local economy.
Are there effects of this election in Washington State?
One other area I could see Trump wanting to leave his mark is in building things, infrastructure. He's a builder, right? He loves erecting edifices and investing in capital projects.
It's one of the first things he said in his speech last night.
Right, and it's something that you can build a bipartisan consensus around, which he'll need to do with the Senate, even with a Republican majority. And look, we're still way behind on bridges. We're way behind on other aging infrastructure. So there is an opportunity there to do more, and that would benefit our state as well, because Lord knows we need more investment in infrastructure here.
Bottom line, does Washington State and Puget Sound area go its own way in red America?
Well, we have been for quite a while, so that's probably going to continue to be the case. We're going to be very focused on local issues like fully funding basic education, trying to continue to expand access to higher education, et cetera. I think the impact on Obamacare could be felt here in terms of what it means for our healthcare exchange. But overall, we're one of the areas that's been blessed, and I think that's going to continue.
Let's talk about the Supreme Court. What do you expect?
Well, Merrick Garland will not be a Supreme Court justice. He will not be confirmed now.
It was Obama's choice.
Obama put him up, and if Clinton had won, I think he would have been a lame duck session confirmation by the Senate. It's not really clear who Trump is going to nominate. He did not put on his list some of the more notable conservative judges and lawyers. So he might appoint people who are less ideological. Having said that, you've got a number of Supreme Court justices in there who are 80 or older. And I was, as a conservative, I was very concerned about who Secretary Clinton would nominate. And now I feel pretty confident that the court will stay a center-right court with a conservative majority, because Trump is going to have the opportunity in the next 4 to 8 years to appoint three or more justices.
Abortion rights, transgender rights, what's the most significant Supreme Court effect that you expect?
The Supreme Court's going to leave those alone. The Supreme Court's loathe to try to reverse a decision of a prior court. You're not going to see Roe v. Wade overturned. You're not going to see marriage equality overturned. The Supreme Court doesn't like revisiting those issues once they're settled law.
You also won't see Citizens United overturned. See the Supreme Court continue to be a more business-friendly and more sympathetic to claims of individual religious interest, liberty interest, as opposed to, they say enforcing discrimination, anti-discrimination laws. So it probably means more of the same. Having said that, we've seen other Republican presidents appoint justices who turned out not to be very conservative. Gerald Ford, for example, even Ronald Reagan, who, let's not forget, nominated David Souter. Here is where I think the conservative establishment, the conservative legal establishment, will be very, very active to try to prevent the Trump administration from nominating people who turn out to be not conservative when they actually get on the court.
an amazing result from this election. Final words, Rob McKenna?
This is a bruising, bruising election. And there are a lot of dispirited people who didn't get their candidate elected. And there's some of us who didn't support our own party's nominee who have very mixed feelings about this result. But I think as leaders and former leaders, Ron Simmons and I and others need to step out and reassure people that we have a very strong government, a very strong system. And, we're going to be okay. And the fact is that Trump is not an ideologue. He's not Ted Cruz. He's a centrist. He's a populist. And I know this is the end of the Reagan-Goldwater era of Republican politics. We don't know what the future looks like exactly. But Trump, at his best, should be able to cut deals and get things moving in Congress. And I think he will try to work with Congress. And I think Secretary Clinton would have tried to work with Congress, too, by the way. But we've been missing that for a while because of the estrangement between the Congress and President Obama. And we need to return to that. We need Congress to reestablish, reassert its prerogatives.
I think healing is going to be very important.
Healing.
And it's healing. As an African American, I don't know how Trump would ever reach me because my sense was that he would be opposed to the aspirations I have for my own children and grandchildren. And even though that is more rhetorical because the laws will be guiding, I think he's going to have to do that outreach to Latinos and African Americans and Asian Americans and the gays and lesbians to make sure that they feel that they are a part of America's success. And I think it's really interesting when you're an office holder, the office begins to define you. So you can come in with a whole series of philosophies, but in the end, right, you realize that your service is beyond your own personal views. As try as you might, you can still hold on to them desperately, but all of a sudden you realize you have to expand so that the house is bigger. That you don't want to create winners and losers. I can't see any president wanting to say, here are going to be the winners under my administration, and here are the losers, in believing that you have a united America. We cannot afford a divided America, quite frankly.